All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Thanks for being here tonight. It's a little bigger crowd than I expected. That's good, though. We've been open through the process, and it's always good to see a crowd out. What we've done recently is we've got public comment both at the beginning and at the end of the meeting. So we'll start with public comment. When we start, we ask that everybody who speaks try to hold their comments to about 3 minutes. There's also time at the end for public comment. We'll ask the same courtesy there, about 3 minutes, but you certainly can speak both at the beginning and at the end if you're still here, and if you choose to speak both times. So with that, anyone have public comment?
Yes, sir. My name is Scott Barnett. I live here in Brevard. I'm a cyclist. Is the Coosa Trail on this evening's agenda?
No, it's the final approval of the plan is.
Okay. I'll wait to see how it proceeds.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I know that in the past, with the size of crowds and discussion, the board is allowed for public comment. We would suggest that there's no reason to change that as you're going through the document draft, that people have comments to, within reason, time reason, we suggest that you allow them to have comment.
I have no objections. Anybody else?
I had a comment. Are there copies available for the audience?
The audience has the screen to view it on, and they have a piece of paper that they can take home to find it online.
Excuse me. So, if you have a comment as we're going through, please raise your hand, wait to be recognized, and we'll try to get you as quick as we can. If there's multiple comments, we'll get to all of you, but please try to keep them as brief as possible. This is a pretty long document. It'll be a kind of long process. Before that, we've got a little bit of housekeeping. Next is approval of agenda. Anyone have any changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay.
I move that we approve the agenda as submitted.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All right. All in favor of the agenda approved as written, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Next, approval of minutes from the July meeting. Everybody had time to take a look at those. Any comments, corrections, subtractions, whatever? Wayne has made a motion. Daryl seconded to approve the minutes as written. Any discussion? All right, all in favor of the minutes as written, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Joy, tell us about subdivision approval.
Last month, we have had a one-lot subdivision. We have had a subdivision of land that was greater than 10 acres and was exempt from the subdivision ordinance. And we have had several recombinations and changing of boundary lines between adjoining property owners. That just changes the lines a little bit. And then there's also one existing flat that was reviewed in-house.
All right. Anybody have any questions concerning the subdivision approvals and updates?
How long has it been since a regular subdivision has been approved?
Well, with three lots of one, it's been about 6 months. We have not seen a large subdivision of 20, 30 lots come in for many years. It's just a think that the best way to describe it is there's probably still a large number of vacant lots still available in the county, and that surplus is reflected in the number of subdivisions that we've seen.
Any more questions? Thanks. All right, on to old business. We have been sent the final draft of the comprehensive plan. It's been a process. How long have we been doing this now? About
2 years.
2 years?
Not that we're counting, but
okay.
It's been 2 years.
All right. So we spent 2 years on the process, and we've got the final document, the final draft in front of us, and it's up to us to decide if this is the draft that moves on, look for corrections. And Mark, I'm going to kind of yield to you to see what kind of process you want to go through.
Great. Well, 2 years for an in-house document of this nature would be amount of public input that we've had throughout the process. I think it's very reasonable. What I'd like to suggest is that when we had our last meeting, town hall in Austin, planning board members had some additional changes, comments on the document itself. Staff has incorporated those. Staff has also gone through and we've looked at the entire document. We've made some additional changes to graphics, to text, just to make sure that it reads correctly. We actually hired one person to help us edit this to make sure that it reads well. And we had a professor that is in the English department at Brevard College also read through this and provide some input. But what we would like to do tonight is Joy, Taylor, and I put together a presentation, basically a very quick PowerPoint presentation that would be a run-through for what would go to the county commissioners when they receive this. Go through that, seek input from you on that, and then actually go through the document itself. And we are prepared, and the question was asked, are there copies available? At the expense of this, and with everything being online, and we've had everything online, all of our correspondence has shown people where to go. It is online, but we have everything that you will be discussing tonight will be on the screens for people here in the audience to be able to look at. So, with that, I'd like to turn it over to Joy. She's going to go through kind of an overview of the process, and then we'll go into the document itself and try to answer any questions or thoughts that you might have. So, Joy, you want?
Okay. So today, as we were updating the website, we looked back at the original timeline for the comprehensive plan, and it did begin in August of 2014, so it has been a full 2 years. And at the beginning of the process, you guys worked together to create a work plan or a process by which you would develop this plan. And so we are going to go back in time and look at what has been done to create the document that you have in front of you. And we are going to go through the draft plan step by step. And then we are going to look at the next steps and the schedules and allow for questions and comments. The planning board worked together to put their heads together and identify some community advocates in the community that could serve as experts as they developed this plan. They also called for community engagement, and people from the community were interested in participating to become community advocates. And the community advocates started off with the planning board last year, 2015, with a kickoff meeting. They were involved with crafting the survey that was handed out to citizens and mailed and in the paper and online. And they were involved with crafting the goals. So they've been integral at each step of the process. Additionally, public participation included the survey that was created, and there were 2,113 responses that was distributed through the website, through door-to-door canvases, through open house meetings at different communities around the county, in the paper, in advertisements and tax bills and at festivals. There was also a video to encourage people to take the survey. As I mentioned, the survey was available at the community meetings, and there were community meetings throughout the county to get public input on where they wanted to see the county in 10 years. There was also a lot of attendance at festivals to hear the community's response and the community's vision and the community's concerns for Transylvania County. While I was not here, I heard that the concern for public participation was one of those things that you saw in other plans as you reviewed and prepared for creating the Transylvania County plan. And it was one of the things you felt was very important. And through all of these venues, you facilitated community input. Looking back to the work that the planning board did to look at the different areas for inclusion in the comprehensive plan, drafting goals and original strategies, and after hearing all the input from the public, what should be included in the plan? Economics, infrastructure, transportation, community facilities, environmental and natural resources and agriculture, public safety, advocacy, land use, recreation, and arts and culture were the ones that planning board members adopted and delved into fully. Out of those areas of study, a vision grew, and the vision for the 2025 comprehensive plan is: through leadership and community engagement, Transylvania County preserves the county's natural beauty and cultural resources while developing our built environment to improve the economic, social, and cultural conditions of our county. That is reflected in the four focus areas that were created. The first focus area is the economic health, and the goal of the economic health focus area is for Transylvania County to have a diverse and vibrant economic base that is business friendly and is supported by exceptional infrastructure. The second focus area is the environmental health focus area, and the goal for that is that Transylvania County preserves, conserves, protects, enhances, and utilizes its environmental and agricultural resources to provide access for outdoor experiences while increasing recreational and economic development opportunities. The third focus area is land use and livability, and the overarching goal within that focus area is for Transylvania County to recognize and support private property rights while actively seeking ways to promote new growth and development through citizen-driven policies and procedures that include, but are not limited to, safety, livability, extension of utilities, road improvements, and community character. The fourth and final focus area that grew out of all your areas of study was the health, culture, and equity focus area, with the goal that Transylvania County is an inclusive, healthy, and well-rounded collection of communities and neighborhoods that all have access to the cultural, recreational, educational, and service-oriented resources that support a high quality of life. Because of public participation, the vision, and the goals are so integral to the plan, we wanted to highlight those for the audience, as well as remind the planning board where they have been through the last 2 years. But at this time, I'd like to go through the draft plan that suits the planning board. In the table of contents, you'll notice the appendices. We have discussed the definitions of appendices. We have discussed how you guys reviewed comprehensive plan examples. Well, at other meetings, we discussed the definition of appendix. The survey report, the results of those 2,113 citizen surveys, are compiled in the survey report and reviewed. You have all seen that multiple times. And then Appendix B is the community meetings report that you all have seen. And then Appendix E is partner-related efforts and other resources. Lots of figures. Acknowledgements for the work that the county commissioners have done, the planning board, Transylvania County staff, the community advocates, the Transylvania Times, and others that were integral in the creation of the document. On page 1, you will find the vision statement. The 2025 comprehensive plan process, also known as the work plan, and an introduction to what the comprehensive plan is, and the goal of having a community vision for the future with identifying ways to improve the existing social, economic, and land use conditions, allowing future growth and development patterns that are based on the existing conditions and addressing community needs with a broad vision. There's the feedback that was received at the visioning meeting back in the beginning of 2015 in Figure 2. There are the focus areas that were identified and the subject matters that are included within each of them. An overview of the county, where we are in the state and in the region, and how the region and the state impact us and how we impact it. And our demographics. How our population has changed. Our 0 to 4 age group has stayed the same, while our 55 to 64 and 65 and up have grown by 105% and 109% since 1980. Even our 5 to 17 year olds and our 18 to 54 year olds have grown. Not as much as the older generations, but they have also seen an 8 and 9% growth. Looking at the buildings that exist in Transylvania County today that were built at different time periods, we can see how development in your county has grown and changed. And in 2015, 2016, you can see the large part of the county that is protected with federal and state protected lands with the white. Our current population and our projected population. Looking into the future, we could have as few as 38,378 people in Transylvania County in 2030, Or we could have as many as 47,650, depending on how growth goes, depending on the seasonal population, depending on any number of situations that occur in the next 10 to 20 years. Getting back to the community input and the survey, people were asked, how would you characterize the rate of growth in Pennsylvania County today? About the right amount of growth was the number one response, with 44% of respondents. Too little growth being the second most frequent response, with 30.9%. No growth being the third, and then too much growth being the last. Assessing where we are, where we have been through the economic assessment. The focus area, the economic health, was shown to be very important for the community through the survey, with economic development being the one thing that they would like to see change in town, the number one thing. Looking at where our income comes from in the county, looking at unemployment history, looking at building permits through the years, we can see both the, we can really see the Great Recession that took place at the end of 2007, 2008. Even with that, between 2010 and 2014, most of the employment sectors in the county, these yellow bars, grew. And you can see that between 2007 and 2014, they didn't necessarily grow as much, but you're seeing improvement. When you look at peer counties to Transylvania County, our median household income is $43,959, which is higher than most of the peer counties.
Joey, if I can interject here, peer counties were defined by the county commissioners. So they worked on their strategic plan. They identified a number of counties that as they move forward, they want to be able to say, here's how we rate or rank with those peer counties, and then also peer is with the state as well.
As you mentioned, the strategic plan, there was an effort to make the comprehensive plan mirror or support the strategic plan, and so we wanted to be sure to use the peer counties that the county commissioners use.
But this only reflects total income. It does not reflect earned income, correct?
It is the median household income according to the census, yes.
So that number is actually skewed because of the number of retirees and so on in Pennsylvania County.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
But if you go back up to the chart above, that actually breaks out earned income and then transfer funds, and so you can get a sense of who has actually had a growth in income and where you've not had income. I think that kind of got to the question, Chris, early on where you wanted to be able to differentiate that there's really two different groups. There's one group that has done well, another that has not done as well. When you look at that blue chart, the line there, it actually shows the income earned has gone down.
I just want to make sure that the audience didn't interpret bar graph as being a real number as far as people that earn a living in the county.
Simply a median income.
Mm-hmm. looking at infrastructure. Transportation was the second most important thing that survey respondents wanted to see changed. And we talked about all kinds of infrastructure in the focus area number one, including railroad, public transportation, and bicycles. Under utilities, water, received attention, and did wastewater, stormwater, and solid waste. Also under focus area number one, communication is especially important to the economic health of our county and our region, including internet and wireless signal availability. Based on where the county is and the public participation, planning board created the goal and the objective and the strategies to try to reach the goal by 2025. Objective number two focuses on the infrastructure that will support the economic health of the county. And then we have responsible groups, reporting structure, and percent complete. And that is really up to the county commissioners where the industry wants to put in charge of these strategies. And so we hope to receive guidance from them regarding this.
Actually, staff's thought on this is that the final document, the final draft that goes to the commissioners, these actually should be pulled out from this part of the document and have as its own appendices the implementation schedule, so that when you're looking at this document, when the commissioners receive it, they get a full document that doesn't say under construction, but that would be at the end with staff and commissioners then saying this is how we would like to go forward. Otherwise, what you have is an example of the goal, the focus area of the goal, and then strategy, and then how you would fill that out. And that goes back, Wayne, we've said this many times, when you first came on, you wanted to know what had been done, how was it accomplished. That's the importance of having this.
Well, we as a county need the yardstick so that we know how to address the commissioners.
Exactly.
Focus area two was environmental health, with an environmental assessment looking at where we are today, with 52% of the land in the county protected by public agencies. It shapes how the built environment will move forward. Just as the natural resources shaped our economy when the county was created, it continues to shape our county. To that end, the goal for environmental health again, was Transylvania County preserves, protects, enhances, and utilizes its environmental and agricultural resources to provide access for outdoor experiences while increasing recreational and economic development opportunities. With objective one and strategies, to implement, to obtain the goal, and objective two, with associated strategies to implement. Again, this will be removed and put into an appendices if the planning board approves that and agrees with that. And then focus area three, land use and livability. Looking at how the county land is currently used. Specifically around housing and the kind of housing that the survey respondents wanted to see.
Those percentages are just from the survey, not the actual number of renters or owners and so forth.
This is 2010 census data. This one right here, 2010 census data. So 57% are owner-occupied in the census, whereas survey respondents, 83% owned. So there is a difference between the survey respondents and the census.
What effect might that have on the responses to the survey?
It would have a lot of impact. But we also try to take into consideration the importance of that response. The land use and livability goal, again, is Transylvania County recognizes and supports private property rights while actively seeking ways to promote new growth and development through citizen-driven policies and procedures that include, but are not limited to, safety, livability, extension of utilities, road improvements, and community character.
Hey, sorry, just go back up to that. We saw, in terms of that survey question right there, economic development clearly is one of the things that stood out again. In terms of open-ended write-in questions, but then underneath that was recreation. I think it's important for the audience to know that you've actually pulled out all those write-in responses. That's how many people responded with different activities, such as multi-use trail path, but represented more than half of the write-in responses on recreation. So we wanted to pull that out so that people could see that.
Objective two, to support the land use and livability goal. And the strategies that will be implemented to reach that goal. And objective three, with the strategies to support it. Focus area four, culture and equity. The text on this one changed significantly from your last draft, trying to make it, based on your input at the last board meeting, trying to make it breathe better, flow better. It changed significantly.
Just the text, not
the
goals.
Oh, yeah. The goals, right? But this page, this one page. This focus area has more objectives than the others. There are four objectives under this focus area, with objective one and objective two on this page with the associated strategies. And then objective three and objective four following. And finally, objective five and the strategies that accompany that. You want me to spend more time or less time? Just let me know. And the references, the ones that are highlighted and used in the document, will be presented. And that is the plan.
A couple of other things that you saw in the text. For the online version, there will be hyperlinks to that. Joy has already begun populating hyperlinks. So that if you're reading this document online, you want to learn more about something specifically, you'll be able to go to a hyperlink and we'll be able to take you to where the source of that information came from or where additional information can be found that provides the supporting documentation. I think that what staff needs from planning board members right now is just some general guidance on what you've seen. All of this has been online. We've had everything available for the last, well, really for the last 2 years. And as Chairman pointed out at the very beginning, it's been a very open process where we have invited and encouraged comments. Does not mean that all comments and even all planning board members have agreed with some of the outcomes on the strategies. I know that there have been some long meetings where board members have looked at wording and have spent a lot of time on the wording of goals and strategies. But, and I will say this not in a euphemistic way, but the collective wisdom of the board has really come up with, I think, some very strong goals, very good strategies, and I think with your help, public's help, the community advocates' help, have put together a very good plan for Transylvania County. So, any feedback that you have or questions that you have on staff? Joy, you're kind of going back to the next steps, aren't you, on the PowerPoint presentation?
Yeah. I'm happy to go back to the document if you would like to see anything additionally or further to help with discussion.
I just want to say, I really like the way we've combined the graphics and the text. So that this is not a document that, you know, somebody would say, oh my goodness, I've got to read a 50-page document. The points jump out at you, and I think it's a real credit to staff and the work the staff has done, you know, creating these graphs that really illustrate and enhance the points that, you know, if you read the text, they really go along well. And so I think this is a document that, when you look at it, it really draws you in. And, you know, there's an incredible amount of of information about our county and, you know, the past, the demographics, the goals, the future. I'm very happy with it. I think it's a great document with 2 years' worth of effort from this board, but I do like the way we've got it, that it's really eye-catching, and I think it's really appealing to people, to make people want to go into the document.
How influential was the survey on that document? As opposed to your own thinking, your own background, and maybe conversations with citizens. And then, with regards to the survey, we saw, for example, that there are more homeowners answered the survey than there are homeowners in the county. Did you look at any other factors other than that? Was there a way to tell, for example, race and age, and how did the respondents to the survey and the people that you interviewed and came to the meetings and gave output, does the information that you have based your decisions on and this document on represent the distribution in the county that is actual as far as the distribution of age and with race? Does that make any sense?
That's a long question with multiple parts.
Right.
I'll take a first shot at it. And Joy, I think you're going to provide some background material to me. So in the development of the survey, we worked with Dr. Dan Brown at the college to come up with a survey that we wanted to make sure was reflective of the demographics in Transylvania. Okay. And so there was a very intentional thought of trying to ask questions and then provide those questions in a place where people of all races, of all ethnicities, of income and location could actually respond to it. We actually had planning board members and an intern go to certain areas to include people that typically would not be engaged in a survey. When we look at the overall results, we have a population that is more white.
Right.
It is wealthier than what the county would probably be. And as you saw and asked with the housing, more people own their homes than what the census has. But I think that the survey itself reflects a fairly broad and accurate picture of those people that took the survey and responded. Planning board members look at that. Joy has information up here that will be as part of the document. It's already online. This is actually the survey report and the review that planning board members and staff looked at. And so this is online, and you can actually go through and see each of the questions, the responses were, and so we have all of that. That's a lot of information, along with all of the data that we've received from departments, from census, from different organizations that said we'd like to see this. And I think, and I've used it once, I won't use it again, Mike, I promise. Collectively, the board took all of that information and tried to come up with strategies that best address the county's needs as this board saw, based on all of that. Is it perfect? Perhaps not, but it is, I think, a very realistic interpretation of the data and the needs that we have right now. Joy, you want to go through some of what's there to...
You asked about income and age and race, and question four asked the survey respondents, who were they? Were they employed, retired, part-time, homemaker, student, or unemployed?
If you notice, our retirees that were here are almost 52. So,
yes.
That's affected.
What county do you work? Do you like living in the county? right around Jackson. You'll notice all the way.
There's a tremendous amount of data.
Here's the race question.
How does that compare with the county? That's the type of thing that's actually pretty close.
Yes.
Yeah, we look at the county. The census, most recent census, shows the white population being approximately
92.91.
It's on
91% in the 2010 census. Not the projections of 2014, but the 2010 census was 91% white.
Which is very close.
Which is 90.69 is close to 91.
And I just want to add, we made a real attempt to reach out to the minority populations here. We went door to door because they, well, for the most part, are not homeowners. And so we realized that we might not be getting information from our lower economic, class here. So we went out for several months, night after night, door to door, through the low-income minority regions in the county, and took the survey, to people, and went back, to get it if they filled it out. So the board recognized that, there was that possibility, and we worked to make sure that everybody, that we were very inclusive, and that anybody wanted to give that, all of our minorities, we had it in Spanish for our Hispanic minorities, so there was an outreach attempt to really get input from those communities that could have been, left out.
Mark, how many total community meetings were there?
We had 33 different events that we either hosted or attended during pretty much last, what would have been spring and summer of last year.
So
actually, Wayne, you've got the events right here.
Yeah. It's Appendix D of the plan. It's the community meetings report that you received, and then it's the raw data as well. So community meetings, invitational meetings, special events, and door-to-door canvases, and community advocate meetings are all here. So this is the public outreach without the survey.
So what I was going to say was the board had an opportunity to sit down with a group of citizens and let them talk and answer questions. So we got input that way. And I know that when we got the survey, this is the survey results here, and we went through these as individuals, and the results of these answers definitely impacted me, and I know everybody else on this board, with how we shaped our questions and goals and objectives on this plan. So to answer your question, everybody's input is reflected, we feel, fairly in this plan.
What percentage of the population of the county do you feel actually gave you feedback on this?
About 8%. But the process was open to everybody. There was targeting. But
I know y'all were excited about the fact we had such a good turnout.
This is a good turnout.
But it concerns me that so few were.
Well, we've been told by professionals that do this that the response that we had is very indicative of the population as a whole. So we all feel pretty good about it.
You feel like you got the response you should have expected? That's what you're saying?
Absolutely. I feel that way.
Well, we used every medium we knew of, from knocking on doors, to online, to in the paper, to, in the library, you had the surveys. We had them in sharing house. We had, you know, we had all these areas where, you know, they were available. You know, so the opportunity,
tax bills.
You know, we brainstormed, you know, on how to reach the most people that we could. You know, with different mediums and ways of doing it, and you know, we would love to have had 100% of the county respond, but. You know.
If the question you're asking is do the respondents exactly reflect the demographics of the county? No. But you take the responses you get. Other ways we supplement it, as Wayne said and others have said, in meetings in communities. We went to every community in this county, and we sat down in community centers or churches or somewhere in that community, mm-hmm. and talked to people face to face. I know I had people call me and talk to me as a planning board member, and I'm certain it happened with other people. So there was a lot of different ways we got information, but I think we did all realize that you're going to get the responses you're going to get, and yes, they're a little bit different than the population at large, but I think in general, when you take the other things we did into account, the process is pretty good, just my opinion.
I'd like to add that This document is a compromise. With many hours put into it, there are basically two sides to every question, two sides to every issue, and those were hashed out in great detail by the board. Many, many hours of conversation and blood pressure changes. But like any other document or any other piece of legislation, it is a compromise. It doesn't have everything that the progressive people on this board wanted. It has more things than the conservative people on this board want. But it is, in fact, in the end, a very good piece of work. And it did not come lightly from this board. I disagree with many members of this board on almost everything. But we were able to sit down and work it out and come to an agreement. And this is the result.
I think the fact that you're not completely pleased, nor am I completely pleased, is probably indicative of the fact of the amount of compromise that's gone into this
document. If either one of us are happy, then it's just worked out.
It's gone the wrong way. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a very fair statement right there. I think, you know.
And if I may, just as an aside, in terms of how we went about outreach, and then a follow-up on a question that we've had about really the main question. We had one of the community advocates actually donate money to Transylvania County to run skip ads. And so when you go to Google and you're looking at a news story and something pops up and it's what's called a skip ad, so you have about 8 seconds of an ad there and then you can skip it. Well, this business person does it with his business, and he gave us the money to do that. But I don't know of any other community that's trying to reach out from a technology standpoint to do something like that. From staff's perspective, as we've developed this in trying to support the planning board on this, the only question that we have had from the public, I mean, is in terms of the number of people asking, deals with the issue of the acoustic track. As we have developed this, if we've looked at the different goals and objectives and strategies, the one that has come up is one of how you address the acoustic trail piece. Planning board members have done that in two ways. One is in the bicycle section, there's actually acknowledgement of different opportunities that are out there. And then in the, and Joy is putting it up on the screen right now, in the health, cultural, and equity objectives, if you look at that fourth objective and then look at item B, the planning board spent a lot of time talking about the Yakuza Trail by name. And in fact, on many circumstances, a lot of different circumstances, if there was a specific name, they took it out. They wanted to be broader in its context. And in this case, the strategy is to partner with public and private entities to promote a multi-use trail. which is as broad as you can get. And from the standpoint of trying to provide assistance in the future, if an acoustic trail was to come about, or if there was a new bike route from Mills River to Pisgah Forest and Bar, this actually provides a much broader scope than the specific of one named item. And from staff's perspective, that is the only issue, the only topic that we've had discussion on where people have come in. In fact, we had members of the Executive Board of Chamber of Commerce came in last week, and earlier this week, on Monday, asking about that because they had some questions about that. But we went through the process, how it was done, and I think they looked at it and said, this actually makes sense. So, again, going back to your general question about strategies and the development of strategies, listening to, taking into consideration the comments made from the surveys, the public meetings, all of that, planning board members as a whole have done that on most of the strategies. People may have disagreements, and Chris just noted that there were oftentimes there was some rub, it would be a good word, but I think with little exception, that was really the only thing that we've heard from the public of having questions about.
Mark?
Sir?
That may be a good point to bring up when you make the presentation to the commissioners.
We can do that. I mean, we've had very little overall feedback on this, and I guess to that point, and not to not have further discussion on this or allow the public input on the actual process, maybe it would be appropriate for Joy to go back and follow up on what would be the presentation to the commissioners as next steps so that the audience understands that this doesn't end tonight. And so,
I don't know how to ask questions here.
Go ahead.
I just want to follow up, Mark, on the comment that you just said, though. My question is, I'm kind of feeling there's mixed information, because I have read that statement, which I appreciate, that is still in there, planning board, about, you know, we want to support multi-use trails. But I got really concerned when I read the recount of the meeting that was held in May, where the planning board members talked very openly about a lot of their lack of support for it. So I guess my concern is that was there credence given to all of the inputs from the people, who participated in the survey, and why were those then discounted to some respect during that meeting? My feeling is that I was impressed when I saw the results of the survey, which I think was well done. And, I'm in marketing and I do a lot of surveys. And if you have a top two box, like the top two things that are rated, you follow them. You listen to those people. And I was just finding a disconnect from the fact that what was the number two item after jobs was essentially discounted. So I'm just curious. It's been kind of inside. I was really excited that I heard about this meeting tonight because I didn't have any opportunity really to reach out any other way. And I wanted to hear a little more about the perspective that went into taking that out of the plan. And how does that statement that was just up there reflect the continuing conversation? That's all I'm asking for. It's like a continuing conversation around, can we put a multi-use trail in where the railroad is presently. So
if I may, Joy, would you go to the text on bicycle? Well, okay, go ahead. You've got something else in mind.
I will go to the text
on bicycle.
Well, I guess I got a little distracted because I don't consider it a bike path. I mean, I really do believe that what this can do is deliver the same kind of multi-use path that's in Brevard right now, which a lot of people who are Brevard residents get to enjoy, but in Transylvania County, to be able to extend that out of many miles and allow people of all, everybody can enjoy it. Cyclists, yes, but also people walking, people with kids with bikes, people with disabilities. I mean, it's not a bike trail. And I just felt like it was, when I was reading about it, that there was a belief that it's all about bikes. And I haven't experienced that in the people that
I've... I'll address that. I've made the point, and I'll make it again. Has Watco expressed an interest in selling the thing? No. You can't see someone's private property because the community desires you to.
So my point, though, is I feel that the conversation was shut out by the planning board because you're striking it. You're not allowing the conversation.
It's in here, man. You yourself just defined it as a multi-use trail. We just supported the development of multi-use trails. I don't understand.
In paper, but I read a lot of the comments.
Okay.
So I'm not sure there's really
okay. Well, hang on.
Conversation.
Have Watco expressed an interest in selling their property?
That's not the only issue.
Well, that is the only issue, man. They own it.
The 2025 plan.
They own it.
It's a 2025.
Do they own the property?
I don't know your name. I was just going to ask.
Do they own the property? Yes or no? Should they sell property? Should they express an interest in selling property before you express an interest in taking it?
I'm not actually trying to get into this.
Okay.
I just
asked. You're being bad with responding from the audience.
Any questions?
May I interject?
So I think the heart of your question is at a previous meeting. We had a strategy that staff had put in the acoustic ground. Staff had that in there.
Okay. And the name, okay.
And then the name. And it was based on survey responses. It was based on, and you saw it. You're absolutely correct. Number two item when you saw that discussion is acoustic ground.
Right.
In the text of the document, this plan, the draft plan, it goes to the county commissioners, it actually specifically identifies by name. There's also a grassroots effort to increase multi-use trails network in the county by converting railroad to multi-use trail.
Okay.
So that is in there. It's also, it talks about connecting along 191. So staff had that in there. Planning board members in their discussion, and this is their document they present as a draft to the county commissioners. Their discussion was, we don't see, and correct me if I'm wrong, we don't want to identify one specific project. As a strategy, we think it is better to have something that is broader, which is supporting multi-use trails and the development of those working with public and private entities. Mm-hmm. And it actually was multi-use trails in Transylvania County. And at their last meeting, they changed that to multi-use trails, period. So now, it's not only just in Transylvania County, it doesn't specify county or adjoining counties. And so I think what the board is trying to do is not knowing what the owner of that rail line might want to do, did not want to have that as a strategy with that name only, but had a broader strategy that says we support public and private investment in multi-use trails. And then the text of the document specifically identifies those, and then from a staff's perspective, if that was to go forward, if that, meaning the Acoustic Trail Project, you have a comprehensive plan that a grantor would want to look at that would say, is this consistent with your comprehensive plan? It is absolutely consistent with your comprehensive plan.
So it stays on the table as a potential tactic that would be looked at along with other trails, other...
Absolutely. And in fact, I think most of the board members have said that if WACO made a decision that they wanted to do something along the lines of the rail itself, I've actually heard these individuals say they personally would support that. But from the standpoint of that strategy and others, they tried to pull back and have a broader perspective. And I actually think, in this case, it does work. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They listened to what the community said, it is in the text, and it is also supported in the draft that they are taking forward, hopefully after tonight, to the county commissioners, and that opportunity is still there.
So then I guess after this, then these strategies all get laid on the table and paths start going down to, look at ways these can be implemented.
That's correct. And that's where you saw those pages that said under construction. So once the county commissioners receive that, and that's Joy has up here next steps, what happens next, county commissioners, once they receive this, will look at it and say, okay, we need some guidance as to how is this going to be implemented and when. And again, on something like the rail to trail that is owned by a private entity, it would be very difficult for this board, certainly, and even the county commissioners, to say, we expect this to happen by this time. But you have the groundwork there that supports it when it is ready to happen. Does that help?
It helps.
Does, am I representing? Okay.
From my perspective, you know, in that one question, the Coosa Trail was way up the chart. But in every question that we had, the number one thing was always jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And this community needs jobs, and I think I said in that last in the meeting where we voted to do it the way we did, that one of the very limiting factors we have in this county as far as recruiting business and industry in this county is the lack of transportation. And I'm not ready to endorse the rail to trail on the only rail line that this county has when we have such limited highway infrastructure and all that. And I mean, personally, I support multi-use trails generically, but I'm not ready to say that, that the Augusta Trail is what we need in the county over the only rail line we have or we will ever have. To me, that's just a good thing to give up. We support trails, but we support industry too.
Well, the final decision on the rail line is what the county.
Exactly.
So, at that point, the decision that may, the provisions are in the plan to do that.
One more point on the bicycle piece. If you look at the infrastructure chapter, Planning Board has several references to as working with NCDOT to make sure that any new road projects coming in have adequate shoulders for bicycles, and that's one thing that we're already implementing, working on from a staff level, but it's actually in the plan supporting that whole industry, trying to look at in the future, next 10 years, if DOT, and in fact it was at a Transportation Advisory Board meeting that we had that chair ask DOT on the section of road from Indian Creek to the dam that Lake Coxaway, looking at the cross section and said, where is the shoulder for a bike lane? There wasn't. There is now. And so that is also in the plan. Planning board members have identified that. So there are other strategies in place to help with biking specifically on some of the roads. I think.
Right here.
Yeah, my comment was about the rail line. Some people here may not realize it used to extend the Lake Coxaway. If you go up where that rail line used to be now, you find farms and gardens and houses where the rail line used to be. So when that was abandoned, it reverted to the adjacent farm fields. Mm-hmm. And that's been 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years.
That section has been 40 years. The section from where it ends to Crowbar is about 18 years ago. I know about that because I was in the middle of that one.
Yeah. Well, is there not a section of...
Can you speak up a little, Mayor, please?
Is there not a section of trail that we already have in place that goes... I don't know the name of the road that you take to go to the Driver's License Bureau, but it goes by what used to be Trans-American Medical. It's now an agricultural research or chemical company. But was that not part of the rail system at one time and has now become part of our trail system?
So that is inside the City of Brevard's jurisdiction,
mm-hmm.
and it is an identified trail. And so for the most part, that rail actually from McLean Road,
that's it.
McLean Road, and then next to Farm Agro,
mm-hmm.
Back behind McDonald's is part of the old rail line.
Yeah,
and the city has done it. That's correct. But that's a city topic.
Okay.
So in terms of process, Joy, you want, I keep kind of pointing back to this.
mean,
wait a minute, there were some more questions.
Yeah, sure.
I was just going to comment. I appreciate what you said, because you do have to have a business, a property owner that is willing to sell property before you can buy a property. That makes total sense. But does the board understand that whether it's the Yakuza Trail or another piece of property, that there may have to be an active approach to that particular property owner or trail owner or whatever? And would that be something that you would be willing to do, is to approach and make the next step? And the reason I ask is because I know that in the Times News, that Mayor and I think Laura Clark as well actually sent a letter to WACA. And so I was just curious. I know from just a small business owner that there wasn't a for sale sign on my property when I bought the corner of Pablo and Oakdale. I actually had to call someone. And so I'm just curious if that next step, whether it's a Coosa Trail or another piece of property, would it be some type of an active approach?
That's more of a county commissioner's decision. I mean, as far as my personal opinion, as passionate as I am about it, if Whiteco says they want to sell and develop an Yakuza Trail, I have no issue with that. The issue with me is that they own the property, and it seems presumptuous of us to say we want your property before they're willing to offer it. That's my whole point.
I think the question is, the draft strategy that the planning board is taking forward as they approve tonight to the county commissioners is support through public and private opportunity, multi-use trails. And so I think it then goes to the commissioners, and if they adopt that, how that actually takes place, what conversations take place between WACO, the county, or other organizations, because we know that groups like the Chamber of Commerce have endorsed that concept. So there are others out there already trying to make that happen. This strategy actually promotes that.
I had a comment on a different subject.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've said this before, I just want to say it again for the record, that I think that, first of all, you guys have put in an incredible amount of work on this. The staff has done a beautiful job, and the plan looks beautiful. And I think everybody deserves a lot of credit for that. No, it isn't everything I want. The one thing that I think is really important is we are looking forward 10 years, and we are looking at trying to attract jobs to this community and trying to develop infrastructure. If we don't have a zoning plan, we are being very short-sighted. I know that businesses don't want to go somewhere where they don't know what the rules are, where the rules could change at any moment. And so I think zoning is extremely important. If you want to call it high impact land use, whatever you want to call it, isn't really the issue. The issue is that if there aren't rules in place, then we're going to have more biomass issues, we're going to have more cell tower issues, and we have not addressed that issue.
Thank you. Mark.
Sir. I think the point that Joy has on the board here is that if planning board has any changes from tonight to incorporate, we would do that. We would then ask that you adopt the draft plan, and then we would send it to the county commissioners. County commissioners, in all likelihood, would receive this in their September meetings, most likely, I think it's September 26th, and they would formally receive it, much like the discussion has been tonight, and then how they move forward with it will be up to the county commissioners. I would imagine that they would have at least one public hearing, if not more, to discuss whatever has been presented and any changes that they would like to see to it. And so it is an ongoing process beyond the planning board, but the planning board has done the yeoman's job of putting together a draft for the citizens to look at, to comment on, and then to go to the county commissioners. And ultimately, it's the county commissioners that adopt a comprehensive plan. And so there is additional opportunity for comments at later dates.
Mark, do you have a public hearing?
The adoption of a comprehensive plan will have at least one, if not two,
public hearings. Right? The question was, do you know the commissioners will have a public hearing? The answer is, I don't know when, but I'm almost 100% certain that they will. Any other questions or thoughts? Questions from the public? We have recommended that we pull out those areas that say under construction and have that as a separate tab. Does that mean board's approval to do that? There may be some additional changes that we would make the text and the graphics to help improve the flow and make sure that what is being conveyed, information and text align, but we have made no changes to goals, to strategies, or to the vision. The vision, I think, is really the key piece here. It's to build environment that you have focused on, although there are other areas that you have addressed because you listened to the public, because you took into consideration many of the things that were in the survey responses and that you heard public comments on. And a lot of those are economic development related. And back to your point, I think many of the strategies that are in here on all four focus areas go to economic development and the health of this community. And I think you have done that. We are happy to entertain any other questions or thoughts that you have on that, but I would like to just publicly thank Joy for the work that she has done on this and putting it together, and Kaylin helping in the background with data and research. And we've had many people from the community, a number of community advocates over the last year and a half that have given a lot of input and support. And last is all of that. All of the conversations, all of that data is on our website. So you can see everything that went into the development of this. We have identified that the amount of transparency with data and information, I think, is phenomenal. And I hope that you, as a public, as they receive this, as the county commissioners receive it, will also see that as well.
All right, so you need a little corrections. Any corrections have been sent to you that people that the board suggested?
We have incorporated. If there is anything else tonight, we would be glad to look at. I guess my recommendation or thought would be that at some point there needs to be a motion to approve this as a draft to submit to the county commission.
Just wanted to make sure that. Are there any last minute corrections?
Just a few.
Okay.
Page 41. Can you pull up page
21?
There's a chart that shows state and federal lands. This Georgia State Park is 15,000 acres. I think that's more like 7,500 acres.
We have had contact with the superintendent of Georgia State Park. Based on the National Heritage Program data, there is 8,000 acres that is gorgeous, and then there is an additional acreage that is an easement that the state has for wildlife preservation. So it's all under in the National Heritage data. It says gorgeous next to it. And it says it, and he is checking, the superintendent of the park is checking with Raleigh office to make sure that that is correct. So we're aware of that, and we're working with Georgia State Park to determine the most accurate information.
Yeah, and I would think those other lands are already listed under national forest, because they have like a management agreement or something.
He's saying that they perhaps might be part of the
Taylor.
I hadn't thought about that.
It is.
booked.
But it is by the state. They separate it out.
By the state data that's available, it specifically said boards. And then it says it's an easement. It's not fee simple. So it's a weird, yeah.
But we have been in contact with Steve Madonna.
Yes.
On page 22, under water resources, the first sentence talks about Trashland County being located on the Tennessee coast. Would it be more proper to call it the Eastern Continental Divide? I think they actually run the current through the Eastern Continental Divide. Or larger divides.
Yes, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually had that discussion in the office, and we kept this, but the Continental Divide is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One other small thing on page 14. The second sentence under water talks about many wells in the county experiencing low pressure. That should probably be low flow.
It could be low flow. Well, I mean, if you have low flow, you have low pressure. We can change that. That's fine.
That's all right.
Okay.
I had a couple of grammatical things, but it's not worth going over and typing.
Can you just share those with us?
Sure.
Thank you.
Anything else, Chris?
Yeah. No, thank
you. You said you'd send George grammatical stuff. Okay. All right.
The ones that you sent me.
Changes.
Yeah. Just what changes he suggests. Joy, for the benefit of the audience, I know there's a sidebar conversation, but let everybody know what you're talking about. Just so they know what you're talking about.
Wayne Henny sent me comments and suggestions through email to incorporate into the appendices. The appendix A with you wanted to have encourage and support so that we know what kind of support the county commissioners would be providing. Under Appendix E, your point about specific names of groups or organizations being intentionally left out, but intentionally, so that the county commissioners can work with whoever they wish to work with, and that the changes that take place over the next 10 years are not confined by names in the document, is highlighted before the list of potential partners, related efforts, and other resources are provided.
Alright. Any more questions?
I move that we approve the draft plan of the 2025 comprehensive plan with after the suggested grammatical changes are made.
And present to the county commission.
And present to the county commission.
Second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second to present the plan with the grammatical changes and the I think the changes that you suggested were made, okay, with the changes that were suggested, and to present the plan to the county commissioners in September.
I'd like to add that it'd be presented by staff.
Are you amending the motion?
Yes, I'm amending the motion to be presented to the commissioners. Presented by staff.
Okay, I think that's a separate motion. Let's deal with it one at a time.
You handle the, choose whether to approve the amendment or not.
Okay. All right, so we'll get to that. Let's do this other one first, and then we'll get to that. Does that work?
That should
work for you? Okay. So, any discussion on approving the or voting on the plan and presenting it to the county commissioners? All right.
That's why I chose the amendment at this time. If you're presenting to the commissioners, that be presented by staff.
Okay, we'll get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
Let's not confuse. Keep it simple for me. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So the plan is approved and ready to be presented to the county commissioners. All in favor of that, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Now, you want to make that a motion?
That be,
okay.
Motion that it be presented by staff.
Okay.
To the county commissioners.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion? All right.
Can staff make a comment?
Sure.
This has been a document that has been worked on in Togo's platform. And while I certainly think that staff can do a very good job presenting, I actually think it's a document that needs to be presented by staff and planning board members as it has been developed the entire time. And so it would be something that would be collaboratively looked at, and if there's any concern about how or what's to be said, I think that's something board members can work out with the chair, but I actually think it would be a collaborative effort.
I'll withdraw.
All right. Motion's withdrawn. All right. So we have the final plan, and it'll be grammatical changes included. And then will it go online? Question for you, will it go online?
It will be online tomorrow with grammatical changes that we can make tomorrow.
So the final plan will be online for everyone to review.
And as we have done with, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dylan, but the advertisements for the meetings have actually asked where you go to actually look at this document online. So, and again, you as a board have instructed us to make this as public a process as possible. And I think that hopefully staff has met your expectations on that. I really do appreciate the time and energy and thought that you all have put into this. I think it's a very good document. Thank you.
Any other comments? All right. With that being, with the final draft plan being approved and ready to be submitted, we can move out of old business and into new business. Mark, Planning Director's update.
Just a couple of things. Joy and I will be attending the North Carolina Planners Conference next month, and that will be held this year in Nashville. So we'll be attending that, and then we also have the North Carolina Bicycle Pedestrian Conference that is part, well, actually follows immediately after that. I think at this point in time, Joy will be attending that. With that in mind, the second thing would be we continue to work on the bike ped grant that the county was awarded with support from the city of Brevard. The sheriff had 5 deputies attend a training session in Asheville, and the police chief had 3 deputies attend the session, and that is in trying to learn more about laws, both pedestrian and bike, and then now we're working on more media public outreach, and there will be some specific targeted law enforcement actions where Specifically, Chief Harris and his staff will be looking at and saying, okay, where are crosswalks, where are areas of concern, and we're going to try to have some, I don't want to say law enforcement action where somebody's ticketed, but there were, what were they called?
Citations.
Citations. Thank you, George. So that is the second thing. On September 15th, we have a regular planning board meeting. It will be back in the community service building. And then on September 20th, we are working with a group, the TNRC, to host a film at the library, Hell or High Water. And it will be a discussion about flooding in Western North Carolina and some of the aftermath of the 1916 flood. And would encourage you to put that on your calendar if you've not already seen that.
When is that again?
It is going to be September 20th, and it will be in the evening. So I know that they've already had one showing of it, and it was standing room only in the Rogow room. And this time, what we plan on doing is having a panel discussion following and bringing in some people that have better knowledge of flooding events in Transylvania County to talk about flooding and some of the issues. As you know, we are the county planning community development staff responsible for the enforcement of the county's flood damage control ordinance. So we're just trying to get that information out there and why that is so important. And if you've looked at the news over the last week and what's happened in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and other areas, flooding is one of those things that is, in all likelihood, going to take place here at some point in time. That's all I have, sir.
What is a regular planning board meeting? I'm not sure what that means anymore.
We will have a planning board meeting.
Okay, all right. I was just curious. Anything else? It says other.
I have nothing else.
Okay. All right. Next is public comment. As I said at the beginning, we'll try to limit it to about 15 minutes. Anyone's welcome to speak. Please try to hold your comments to about 3 minutes.
The only thing I had to say was I think there was probably a misconception about people probably misunderstanding that the whole trail thing was taken off the plan. And so people gave me letters to bring tonight. And some of them reflect that stance of, well, why was it taken off? But I understand fully that it's not taken off. It's just still in there. But I would like to
make
these. And then I would like to say thank you, guys. And I do agree that the presentation was really wonderful. And I know you guys have been doing a lot of hard work in your offices and not just walking around downtown on multiple paths. That worked really hard on that. So thank you very, very much for your time.
I want to thank the planning board and staff that's here. I also want to have a special thank you to Jackie Whitmire that has struggled in the last 6 months or more and has just worked beyond her capability to make sure this happens. We need to honor her somehow on how hard she worked. And also Mark Cooley that worked very hard on this too.
Mark is identified in the beginning of the document, and Jackie is there as the planning board member and showing that, but your sentiment is, I think, shared by everybody here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any other public comment? Okay. All right. Then we'll go to board member comments, and we'll start. We'll go this way. Start with you, Chris.
Hey, I pretty much said what I had to say earlier in the meeting. This is a compromise document, and it was discussed at length on almost every point. And sometimes rediscussed and discussed again. The end result is not what I would have liked to have seen in its entirety, but its basic context is positive. And the members of the board that have agreed to disagree and come up with a document that should be applauded after. Thank you.
Just thinking back over the last 2 years, I came on the planning board to this started. You look at all the public outreach and all the analysis and all the meetings, all the brainstorming sessions, and all of the buddy, and the rest of the thing. Because there was a couple of things that come to mind is, I've said several times, the worst kind of committee you can have is one where everyone agrees. That's probably the most dangerous thing that you can have is a committee with unanimous consent on everything. We certainly haven't had that, but we debated and worked through a lot of issues where we had a lot of personal differences, a lot of philosophical differences. And most of the items in this plan we agreed to together as a group. I mean, there was a few things that we voted on that came down to the close vote, but most things were approved on consent. And I've actually been impressed by that. And the other thing that comes to mind after rolling it all over is that I really feel like our work has been exhausting.
Exhaustive, or did you say exhausting?
Exhaustive.
Okay.
I agree. The strength of this board is that in the diversity of the people on this board, and we represent different viewpoints, we represent different parts of this county, but I'm very happy with the document that we've produced, because I really think we have produced a document that can lead this county for the next 10 years really to a future that we want, that really has that vision, that has the priorities that's reflected from the people. And, I've learned so much being on this board and just interacting, with the people in the county. And I'm so appreciative of the people that took the time to help us make this document something that's going to be useful. So I'm very proud of the job that is done, and I'm very proud, to just say that, I'm on this board with all of these guys here, that, this really is a team effort, and I think it's a really strong team. We don't agree, but we all respect one another, and our decisions and what we've come up with here are better decisions. And, many's the night I've walked in thinking I got the best solution possible. And by the end of that night, that chip's been knocked off my shoulder, and I realized that the consensus that we came to as a team was so much better than what I would have come up with on my own. And so I thank every one of these teammates, for working all of these issues for the last 2 years, and the staff. And I can't believe we're on the home stretch, guys. We're almost there, and this is really exciting. So,
it's been a pleasure to be a part of this for the last 8 months or so. I came on kind of late. I haven't worked on the full 2 years, but it's been a pleasure to be a part of it. If you haven't, I would encourage you to take time to read through the plan. You look at it and think that it's dull, boring government reading, but honestly, I enjoy history. I thought I knew a lot about the county. I learned a ton reading through that plan about not just the current status of the county, but the history of the county as well. If you want to, it's one of the best resources, honestly, that I've ever read to give me a better understanding of our county and the different aspects of our county. As Maureen said, it's not over yet. We kind of feel like we are getting close to that finish line. We feel like we've crossed it and handed it off to the commissioners, but our work's not done completely yet. But I do want to thank all the citizens that have been involved, that continue to be involved, staff, long hours working and attending these meetings. We've had meetings, I know, since I've been on, that went to 10 o'clock or later. You probably had more of those that I wasn't involved in, so we sincerely appreciate staff and all that they've done to bring us it's a very good document in its wording, and it is a very attractive document with the use of your pictures, graphs, did you know boxes, things of that nature that as was stated, it makes it a much more enjoyable read. So we appreciate again, your involvement and ask you to continue to be involved, because we still got the process to go to get final approval. I think it's a very good compromise, as Chris said, and I think it's a very inclusive document that it's, you know, like anything else, it's got its problems and shortcomings, but I believe it sets us up well with a good vision for the next 10 years or 8 by the time we get past, if we don't go into it. Send it. Right? not is a little taking it. We'll get through the commissioners pretty quick, so even if I said 8, but we've laughed about making it the 2026 plan. So anyway, thanks everyone for their involvement.
Well, first of all, it's all been said. I'd like to thank Joy and Kaylin and Mark and the other people who've been on this staff in the last 2 years. And, tremendous work. I mean, we've demanded a lot out of you and gotten a lot out of you. Thanks. We probably demanded more out of you than we should sometimes, and you delivered more than we thought you would sometimes, and it was good. I'm happy with it. Very good. As far as I don't know that I want to use the word compromise, but I agree there's some give and take in this plan. And as we joked about earlier, you know, the fact that nobody's completely happy with it's probably very good, because it reflects the diversity of the board, which I think pretty accurately reflects the diversity of the county, in my opinion. I think it's been a very open process, and I want to thank the people in the community who've been involved just a little bit, but over in this corner over here, about 5 or 6 people, and Ms. Hovey and Kathleen, Ms. Barnes and Jim Meyer and the Watsons, who particularly have been to a lot of meetings. Sometimes when the room was completely empty, it would be Ms. Barnes and Ms. Hovey and us. So thank you. I mean, you know, you kept us on the, pushed us up the path, sometimes pushed us off, pushed us back on, whatever. But I appreciate it. And they've been here, I'd say, for 90% or more of the meetings over the last couple of years. And I appreciate it. Truly, all I got to say, I appreciate the time that the board members have put into it, and I even appreciate the debates. I mean, I think we've grown a lot in those debates. My head just turned that way, Chris. But I think we've had a good process, and we've had some long meetings. And Matt said the process was exhaustive. It's also exhausting, but I'm glad we're nearing the end of the project.
Save the best for last, huh?
Sure, go ahead.
I certainly agree with all the comments. The journey getting this document to the point of presenting it to the commissioners, it's been an interesting one, eye-opening, going through all the data that we generated. I've learned a lot. In the end, it's all about the citizens and the people in this county and what serves them best. And it's been an interesting ride. I've certainly enjoyed not every meeting.
Wait, are you looking at me?
Looking at you too. But I've learned a lot, and I've loved it, which makes it very hard for me to tell you that I'm going to ask the commissioners tonight to accept my resignation from this board. I just feel like it's time for me to move on, and you guys can carry the ball rest of the room. So, again, I just want to thank everybody, especially the staff. You've all been great, past and present. And the board members, I just can't say anything bad about you. You're all great, great people. So, that's it.
All right, any other comments? Okay, we got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Neither made, but debatable nor mental. All in favor?
And thank you very much.
I'm gonna work at this. I know the hand.
How you doing? He's doing good.
Did he ever have an operation on his back in the
house? He never did. They found that they thought they could treat it with shots, and he lined up to have the shots, quit having trouble, and really hadn't had trouble ever since then. So he hadn't even had the shots.
Besides, didn't want to have them.